Hello, Mac family. Today's daily devotional comes from the book of Psalms once again, and in chapter 25 and verse 10, it says this: "All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of His covenant." Now, I could talk about this all day long, this special relationship between God and His chosen people, this connection between humans and God, this covenant that He's given them, this promise that His people and God keep to each other. It's a beautiful covenant of a beautiful God. But there's a whole lot in that first line of this passage: all the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful. See, I believe that God is a God of love. That's what the Bible says. It says God is love. And if that truly is what He's like, being a loving God, then everything that He does, all of His ways, are loving and faithful. Now, I don't know what lens you look through to see God, but if it's not that lens of a loving, faithful God, then you're not seeing the God of the universe. There's a young lady in our church that has been coming to our church for well over a year. She's the sweetest lady ever. She's a good friend of mine, and I'm privileged to have been on the journey that she's been taking. You see, she started coming here about a year and a half ago with one of her friends, and quickly she joined Disciple Trek to discover the God of the universe. And early on, we realized that she doesn't know the God that I know. And so as we went through fundamentals, and as we spent time talking in the parking lot, as we spent time texting back and forth and emailing and calling on the phone, she's slowly come to understand that God is a God who all of His ways are loving and faithful. And so as she's come to know Him, she's decided to recommit her life to Him. In fact, just the other day, this last week, she emailed me and said she wants to be baptized, and she wondered if it was okay since she was baptized originally at 6 years old. And so I called her immediately and I said, Lori McCall, this is the greatest news ever. I've been waiting for this moment. Yes, this is your time to recommit your life to God, but it's totally fine because the first time you were baptized, you committed to a God that you thought was angry at you, that was out there to punish you, that just wanted you to fail. And now you know the God that the psalmist writes about, a God who all His ways are loving and faithful. And so Lori has come to know this God that the psalmist describes, and she's recommitting her life to Him on June 27th, the first Sabbath that we are back together. I'm so excited about that. This morning, I don't know what lens you have that you look through to see God, but if it's not the lens of God is love, then maybe something needs to change. I'm praying for you this morning that you're able to see God, a God who all His ways are loving and faithful. May you have a blessed and wonderful day.